heard John Loughlin mention entrees. I got a little turkey in the straw going in the background here as well. There is a big game appetizer event at Cabela's in Avon coming up on Saturday, January 28th. And we've got Gary Girone, the retail marketing manager for the Cabela's in Avon, joining us. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, guys.
Well, let's talk about this big game appetizer event. I guess you're going to do a lot of cooking in and outside the store. Tell me about it.
Yes, it's a very punny event. Did you get it? Punny
yeah.
event?
Uh-huh. Very good.
Let me lead you on here. So we're going to do some game meat appetizers that will help prepare you for the big game, the Super Bowl. So we're doing it a little early here so that you can see and sample some of these great ideas and perhaps make your Super Bowl party the best ever.
So, Gary, what kind of meat are we talking about?
Well, you know, it usually centers around venison or maybe duck or rabbit or elk or maybe some of the game meats that are available at the local retailers. Certainly the idea here at Cabela's is that we support hunt, fish, camp, and shoot. So those hunters might have some meat and didn't know that, do a little bit of twist on it, and you've got something that's not only delicious, it's a lot of fun, and it fits very well with what people like to do for a big game like the Super Bowl.
And what are we going to cook these things in or on?
Very good question, because one of the things that people don't really realize about Cabela's is our ability to outfit your cooking and your eating. We can outfit you for the Appalachian Trail. We can outfit your patio. We can outfit your kitchen. So what we're going to do is use our pellet grill, which is a very, very popular hybridized unit. We'll probably use a little bit of deep frying and some other things because we have all these restaurant quality appliances here that we sell in the store that'll get you this high quality output of appetizers. So, have you heard of a pellet grill before?
Well, yes, but I couldn't find it in the store if I was to think about it. I suppose it's a grill that used some sort of. Instead of like a Kohl's, there's like small pellets. How am I doing?
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Good.
what are these pellets made out of, and how do they retain heat or heat up, or how do you use them?
So it's a grill that looks a lot like your basic gas grill, you know, your propane grill. But it is actually electric, and it actually does use wood pellets. And the heating unit produces both heat and smoke with those wood pellets. And so it's hybridized in that you can use it as a smoker, you can use it as a grill, you can also use it as an oven. And so it allows you to do a lot of different things. One of my cohorts in Columbus just did some cold smoked cheese in the pellet grill, just to show the diversity of it. What a lot of people like to do with it is to smoke their meat for a period of time and then grill it as you would with your propane grill. And you get a much different flavor. And the fun thing about it is that you can buy different wood pellets for it, so you can add a bit of mesquite or a bit of cherry or whatever to add that a little additional flavor to your meat.
And what is a can cooker? I see that on your list, too.
A can cooker is another hybrid. It's like between maybe a pot and a pressure cooker, and let's throw in a crock pot too. So you can take just that crock pot type of ingredient and throw those in there and put it under heat for about 45 to 60 minutes, and you have the output of what a crock pot would produce in about 4 to 6 hours. And so for things like stews and soups and maybe some of the pulled meats, you know, like everybody knows pulled pork or whatever, you could do a pulled venison type of meat that's very much full of flavor because of what you put in and how it's cooked and so forth. So it's a pretty neat unit.
We're talking this morning with Gary Girone. Cabela's has their big game appetizer event coming up on Saturday, January 28th. Who are the chefs or the grillers? Who are these experts that are going to teach us? Where do they come from? Who are they?
It's an interesting thing. It's literally they come out of the woodwork. I swear the thought you would have about somebody going hunting and producing a lot of venison in their freezer and you know some of it's used for maybe like a steak or some of it's used for grinding or jerky or whatever. The level at which many of these people produce these foods is almost to the chef level of where they're able to combine them or alter them or mix them with this or that. The detail, even the presentation, is really amazingly high. And so it's something that not only tastes good, but it looks pretty cool, too.
Are they going to share any of their secret sauces? That's usually what it sometimes comes down to. Are we going to get some tips in that regard on the 28th?
Yeah, we're going to. I think that's really the whole idea is not only to get you thinking about, you know, taking your game meat and applying it to something like this, but kind of teaching you, giving you the recipe of how to do it. So it should be well worthwhile. So you get a chance to see it and learn how to do it, and maybe do it at home.
So, Gary, will these grills and cookers be fired up outside in the parking lot or indoors? How will you do that?
It depends on the unit. If we're using something like the pellet grill, certainly we have to have it outside. But so many of the other things, and maybe it's the canned cooker, or maybe it's we're doing something deep fried. Maybe we'll even break out some of the trail stuff, like the a jet boil or something like that. A lot of those we can do inside.
I'm seeing that this event's taking place as part of your Power Sports Open House. Can you give us a little taste of what that's about?
A little taste. You guys are relentless.
How about a sample, perhaps?
I'm glad you mentioned that because it's kind of surrounded by our Power Sports Open House, which is also our indoor boat show. So on the 28th and 29th, we are kind of celebrating that our Cabela's store is a power sports store. So we have the boats, we have the all-terrain vehicles, and we also have a full-service shop. And so we're going to talk a lot about, you know, what the features of our boats are, what boat might be good for your purpose or whatever, or if you already have a boat and you're looking for service or winterizing or a routine maintenance on it. We've got a full-service shop, and so we're going to be doing tours. Local Cabela's ambassador, Jason Koff, is going to be there. He's walleye ambassador for Cabela's, and so he's going to be talking a lot about walleye fishing. And so we'll be talking about how to rig out your boats. Lawrence will be here talking about fish finders and sonars. We're going to talk about angling kayaks even, so we did that at the Outdoor Adventure Show last weekend. Probably the thing that attracted the most interest was those angler kayaks.
Again, that's the Power Sports Open House, January 28th and 29th, Cabela's in Avon. But on the 28th, that's the day you want to come by there to enjoy some of the food and the smells of what's happening with the big game appetizer event, Saturday, January 28th. Gary, we appreciate your time this morning. Gary Girone. Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys.